presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
March 20, 5 o'clock America, New York. Lead exposure from U.S. car batteries threatens health of Mexican workers. The removal of lead from car batteries, many from the United States, at recycling plants in northern Mexico has led to high levels of lead contamination, a new report found. After tests showed high levels of lead in Azal Mateo Gonzalez Ramirez's body, his supervisor at a car battery recycling plant in northern Mexico insisted he keep working.
New York Times World News.
March 20, 4:58 America, New York. Why China and Russia are closer than ever. This week's meeting between the leaders of China and Russia marks another key moment in the deepening relationship between the two powers. President Vladimir V. Putin of Russia and China's leader, Xi Jinping, in Beijing in February 2022.
Mirror World News.
March 20, 4:38 America, New York. Schoolgirl, 12, stabbed to death with nail file by two classmates in row over boy. Police are still investigating the reason for the heinous crime, but it's thought they may have stabbed Louise F. 32 times over a spat about a boy or because she had told a teacher at their school near Freudenberg in Germany that they were bullying her.
Mirror World News.
March 20, 4:05 America, New York. I was there in Iraq 20 years ago. The invasion left behind violence and chaos. The Mirror's Chris Hughes covered the invasion of Iraq, launched under claims that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, which were later proved to be false.
Washington Post World.
March 20, 4 o'clock America, New York. EU seeks deal on artillery shells for Ukraine. European Union ministers are meeting to try to finalize a plan to supply Ukraine with sorely needed artillery shells, replenish their own national stocks and ramp up Europe's defense industry.
Washington Post World.
March 20, 3:14 America, New York. Millions of rotting fish to be removed from Outback River. Authorities in Australia say they're arranging for the removal of millions of rotting fish from an outback river.
New York Times World News.
March 20, 3 o'clock America, New York. The children of the Iraq War have grown up, but some wounds don't heal. 20 years after the U.S. invaded Iraq, a veteran Times correspondent and photographer asked Iraqis about growing up in wartime, and about their hopes now.
Fox World News. March 20, 2 o'clock America, New York. The Iraq War 20 years later, Delta Force operators recall hunting Saddam Hussein. 2 decades after the Iraq War, Delta Force operators Chris Vonsant and Craig Palmer reflect on their time hunting Saddam Hussein, fighting terrorists and life after combat.
Mirror World News.
March 20, 1:57 America, New York. North Korea simulates nuclear attack on neighbors with ballistic missile launch. Pyongyang has responded angrily to the largest joint military exercises in years between the United States and South Korea, with Kim Jong-un ordering a series of military drills and missile launches.
Time.
March 20, 1:45 America, New York. Macron faces votes of no confidence amid French protests over pension reform plan. Emmanuel Macron's government will face 2 confidence votes as soon as Monday amid anger over the French president's decision to bypass the legislature in pushing through his unpopular pension reform that will boost the minimum retirement age to 64 from 62.
BBC News World.
March 20, 1:25 America, New York. Australian former SAS soldier held over alleged war crime in Afghanistan. The 41-year-old man will be charged with murdering an Afghan man in 2012, Australian police say.
BBC News World.
March 20, 1:20 America, New York. 2 decades on, how the UK-US-led invasion turbo-charged Iraq into chaos. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen explains why Iraqis are still living with the consequences 20 years on.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
March 20, 0:52 America, New York. Donald Trump says he's going to be arrested this week, so what could happen if he is? Donald Trump has claimed he will be arrested this week over an alleged hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Former President Donald J. Trump gestures to Vito Arujao, NCAA wrestling champion at the 133-pounds class, at the NCAA Wrestling Championships, Saturday, March 18, 2023, in Tulsa, Oklahoma.